famed for her descriptions of upper-class life in late 19th century New York, author Edith Wharton drew on her own experience of the elaborate social conventions of the so-called Gilded Age. She had spent much of her childhood in Europe, where she learnt German, French, and Italian, and gained an appreciation of art, architecture, and literature. She returned to America, where she unhappily married, then took refuge in writing, publishing 15 novels, 7 novellas, and 85 short stories, plus poetry, books on design, travel, and literary criticism. Originally serialized in the magazine Pictorial Review in 1920, Wharton's novel, The Age of Innocence, begins at the opera, where a young male lawyer called Newland Archer observes the audience rather than the production. Here, social pretension upstages art and music.
An unalterable and unquestioned law of the musical world required that the German text of French operas sung by Swedish artists should be translated into Italian for the clearer understanding of English-speaking audiences.
Newland first admires his fiancée, May Welland, and then becomes distracted by her older cousin, Ellen Olenska. Ellen has recently arrived from Europe after running away from a bad marriage to a Polish count. Newland notices her revealing clothes and her carefree manners. He is intrigued and begins to question May's authenticity.
That terrifying product of the social system he belonged to and believed in, the young girl who knew nothing and expected everything, looked back at him like a stranger through May Welland's familiar features. And once more, it was borne in on him that marriage was not the safe anchorage he had been taught to think, but a voyage on uncharted seas.
Newland realizes that he is in love with Ellen and confesses it to her. He considers the predicament of women, who are more harshly judged than their cheating husbands.
I'm sick of the hypocrisy that would bury alive a woman of her age if her husband prefers to live with harlots. Women ought to be free as we are, he declared, making a discovery of which he was too irritated to measure the terrific consequences.
Nevertheless, Newland feels obliged to marry May. He tries to forget Ellen, but his marriage is boring, and the social life that he once found fun now seems pointless.
He had married, as most young men did, because he had met a perfectly charming girl at the moment when a series of rather aimless, sentimental adventures were ending in premature disgust, and she had represented peace, stability, comradeship, and the steadying sense of an unescapable duty.
While on holiday in Rhode Island, Newland meets Ellen, who is considering returning to Europe. He begs her to stay. But when it seems as if Newland and Ellen will finally be together, she announces her departure. The reason becomes apparent. May is pregnant. Decades pass. In that time, the Archers have had 3 children. Newland, now a widow, travels to France with his son. There, they arrange to visit Ellen at her Paris apartment. However, Newland finds he cannot go.
He sat for a long time on the bench in the thickening dusk, his eyes never turning from the balcony. At length, a light shone through the windows, and a moment later, a manservant came out on the balcony, drew up the awnings, and closed the shutters.
Edith Wharton lived the last 30 years of her life in Paris, where she died in 1937. For decades after, she was regarded as a less superior author to modernists such as Henry James. However, biographies and movies, especially Martin Scorsese's film adaptation of The Age of Innocence, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Michelle Pfeiffer and Winona Ryder, changed that. Scorsese revealed that Wharton's world was a place of mafia-like rituals, where the polished outward manners of society contrasted with its cold inward machinations.